Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Shipwrecked Reflections of the Sole Survivor is an autobiographical memoir by Dennis Hale. Best known as the only surviving crew member from the 1966 sinking of the Great Lakes freighter Daniel J. Morrell on storm-driven Lake Huron, the book centers on the disaster and its aftermath, combining a first-person account of a catastrophic breakup at sea with a longer-life narrative that frames what came before and what followed. Hale recounts being cast into freezing water and enduring extended time on an open-life raft while rescue efforts searched the area, presenting survival not as a single dramatic moment, but as an ongoing test of body and mind. Beyond the immediate ordeal, the memoir reflects on trauma, recovery, and the long process of living with loss. Written in a direct, personal style, the book aims to bear witness to a maritime tragedy while also offering an intimate portrait of endurance, regret, and resilience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a Great Lakes disaster remembered from the inside. A defining strength of the memoir is its insider vantage point on a real and well-documented Great Lakes tragedy, the loss of the freighter Daniel J. Morrell in 1966 on Lake Huron. Hale focuses on what it felt like to be on board as conditions deteriorated and the situation became unrecoverable, translating a headline-level maritime disaster into a lived experience shaped by confusion, fear, and split-second decisions. The book does not present the sinking as a distant historical case, but as an immediate crisis unfolding among working sailors in brutal weather. That perspective matters because many shipwreck accounts depend on investigation summaries or secondhand reconstruction. Hale instead writes as a participant who survived while nearly everyone else did not, which naturally raises questions about memory, responsibility, and the limits of understanding what happened in the moment. For readers drawn to Great Lakes maritime history, the memoir complements more technical or archival treatments by capturing the human reality of a catastrophic storm and the fragility of a working vessel when nature overwhelms. Engineering. Secondly, endurance on an exposed life raft in freezing conditions. The core survival narrative follows Hale after he reaches an open life raft amid frigid temperatures and violent waves, a situation made more perilous by limited protection from wind and water. Rather than turning survival into a neat sequence of tips, the memoir emphasizes endurance as an uneven cycle of hope, exhaustion, pain, and persistence. Hale describes the physical misery of prolonged exposure and the way time stretches when every hour is fought for. This section highlights how survival is affected by small practical realities, staying aboard, managing panic, and continuing to respond even when strength fades. The book also conveys the psychological strain of isolation and uncertainty, including moments that feel detached or surreal, which many survivors report during extreme stress. Readers come away with a grounded sense of what prolonged cold exposure and relentless weather can do to a person, and why rescue is not simply a matter of being found, but of staying alive long enough to be found. The effect is sobering, personal, and difficult to forget. Thirdly, survival psychology: fear, dissociation, and will. Shipwrecked is not only about the external forces of storm and cold, but about what happens inside the mind when the body is pushed past ordinary limits. Hale portrays survival as a mental struggle shaped by fear, disorientation, and the need to keep choosing life even when the outcome seems impossible. In recounting his time on the raft, he reflects on altered states that can occur during trauma, including experiences that feel out of body or unreal. The memoir treats these moments less as spectacle and more as part of the mind's attempt to cope with overwhelming threat, fatigue, and grief. This focus makes the book valuable to readers interested in the psychology of catastrophe because it avoids easy hero narratives and instead shows endurance as messy and fragile. Hale's reflections also underline a deeper idea: survival is not only about strength, but about attention, stubbornness, and the ability to keep functioning amid shock. The result is a portrait of resilience that recognizes terror and vulnerability without reducing them to a lesson of simple positivity. Fourthly, Before the Wreck, a life story that frames the ordeal, an expanded dimension of the memoir is its attention to Hale's life before the sinking, including earlier struggles and risk taking that shaped his character long before Lake Huron tested it. By including background on childhood and youth, Hale positions the shipwreck not as an isolated episode, but as the most extreme point in a longer pattern of hardship, impulsivity, and learning to survive. This approach may surprise readers who expect the narrative to remain tightly centered on the disaster, but it serves an important purpose. It shows how identity is built over time, and how earlier experiences can influence how someone responds under pressure. It also humanizes the author beyond the label of sole survivor, emphasizing that he was a working person with a complicated past, rather than a mythic figure defined by one event. For memoir readers, these chapters add emotional texture and context, helping explain why the aftermath matters and why recovery is not only physical. The shipwreck becomes a catalyst that illuminates both damage and capacity that were already present. Lastly, aftermath, grief, and the long work of meaning-making, the book emphasizes that surviving the wreck did not end the story. Hale explores the psychological weight of being the only one who lived, including grief for crewmates and the difficulty of carrying an experience that few people can fully understand. This is where the memoir extends beyond adventure into reflection, tracing how trauma can echo for years through memory, relationships, and self-perception. Rather than presenting healing as quick or complete, Hale portrays it as a long process of coming to terms with loss and with the randomness that separates survival from death. He also reflects on how the experience shaped his outlook and sense of purpose, suggesting that meaning-making is not automatic, but something a survivor has to work toward. This section gives the memoir its emotional gravity, the wreck is catastrophic. But the enduring challenge is living afterward with the knowledge of what happened and with the responsibility of remembering. For readers interested in trauma narratives, this is where Shipwreck stands apart from purely event-driven disaster books and becomes a meditation on survival as a lifelong condition. In conclusion, Shipwreck Reflections of the Sole Survivor will most strongly appeal to readers who want true survival stories rooted in real maritime history, especially those interested in Great Lakes shipping and shipwrecks. It also fits readers drawn to memoirs that examine how one event can reshape an entire life, because Hale does not stop at the moment of rescue. The practical benefit is less a set of survival instructions and more an education in what endurance looks like under extreme cold, fear, and uncertainty, and how trauma can persist long after the physical danger has passed. Intellectually, the book offers a rare first-person window into a historic disaster and the interior realities of being the lone survivor, including the burden of memory and the search for meaning. Compared with many disaster narratives that prioritize investigation details or technical analysis, this memoir stands out for its directness and emotional honesty. Its style is personal and unvarnished, which many readers experience as authenticity rather than polish. In a category crowded with sensational accounts, Hale's reflections keep the focus on lived experience, resilience, and the complicated aftermath of surviving when others did not. If you would like to support Dennis Hale, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.